It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am outdoors, and I'm near a tree in which a bunch of birds are freaking out, and I'm wondering what's going on. So I'm standing here, and I don't see anything obvious going on. But there are three vultures circling overhead. So, you know, make of that what you will. Am I hearing wind, or am I hearing something running through the grass? Well, we're not gonna know, because I'm now walking away. Oh boy, oh boy. Where am I? What are we doing here? What am I supposed to be talking about? My name's Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Did I say that part already? I can't remember. I'm standing under some high power lines that are crackling away, and I'm walking by a large field of Russian thistles. They're very lovely. And I'm also out looking for marmots today, as a bicyclist drives by me. As you probably just heard. Given all this information, you have probably deduced that I am somewhere in the vicinity of Tranquility Park, and that would be true. I'm kind of walking up into my secret mushroom area. And I gotta tell you, I am a little bit messed up today. You know, but when am I not? You know, seriously. So I'm just out here trying to tough it out. I drove by Mulhall's to get here, which is I don't know what you would call it, a large shrubbery cellar. Okay. And now that I'm... There's a post here. What's this post doing? Nobody knows. And a cop has pulled into the parking lot. I don't think he's interested in me. But we'll find out. So I had to drive by Mulhall's to get here. And I see little animal footprints in the mud here. And I started thinking about John Mulhall. I don't know if he was the founder of the business or if he was the son of the founder. And I think he was one of the main guys. And he was one of our... And when I say our, I mean here in Omaha. He was one of our favorite old ethnic people. He was from Ireland. And he had that great Irish accent. And when he was, you know, 80 plus years old, he was doing radio commercials for Mulhall's. I'm John Mulhall. He was so cool. You know, we have lots of super awesome, or at least we did, super awesome ethnic old business people. The queen of which will always and forever be Mrs. B. Rose Blumpkin, the founder of Nebraska Furniture Mart. Now I realize that if you live, you know, 500 or more miles away from where I do, you may not know about Nebraska Furniture Mart, but it's pretty much the largest retail store in the world. No. There was a gum store in the Soviet Union that was bigger. Nebraska Furniture Mart is this store. It takes up a few city blocks. It's a single store. It's bigger than any mall that you've ever been in. Well, that's probably not true. I don't think it's bigger than Mall of America, but it's hilarious. And back in the day when Mrs. B was alive, oh, she was a hoot, because she was still managing this place up into her 80s. Oh, there's a marmot just started climbing up a tree. Oh, see you later, Mati. Oh, it's a Mati down there. Hi, Mati. Two Matis. Where are those Matis going? That was sure odd. I saw one, but I didn't see the other. Cool. Hi, Matis. I saw two Matis. I saw you clowns. And Mrs. B was so awesome. She would just, you know, tool around in her store, this giant store that's a couple city blocks. And she had a mobility scooter back before anybody had a mobility scooter. And she was tiny. She didn't weigh 90 pounds. She was this tiny old lady. You know, and you'd be there buying carpet or whatever, and she'd roll up on you and she'd start swinging deals. And I don't know how the salesman ever got along with her, because, you know, the salesman would, you know, they'd quote you a price of, you know, $350 a square yard or whatever, and she'd roll up for the $335. Okay. So she's probably screwing a lot of salesmen out of their commissions. I don't know how that worked. But boy, she was awesome. She's kind of intimidating. I mean, this is the most intimidating person under 5 feet tall you probably ever meet. Yeah, so go ahead, Google, or just hit up Wikipedia. She was great, and you know, she would be on the commercials and have a scowl on her face. I'll not be undersold. And no, she never was. Nebraska Furniture Mart, always a weird, weird deal. I personally try to avoid going there, only because, well, I don't want to walk 6 miles. And it's crazy. But if you ever come to town, remind me to take you there. Or at least drive by. You know, it takes 10 minutes to drive by it. Who's this? Oh, little hopper. I saw grass moving and it was just a bug. Well, and nowadays we don't have any interesting, crazy old ethnic people anymore. Well, you know, at least not running huge businesses. Those two were the tops. They were the wacky ones. Mrs. B, if you ever meet anyone from Nebraska, ask them to tell you their personal stories about Mrs. Blumpkin, Rose Blumpkin. Everybody has these stories, these same stories. Because I don't want to say Nebraska Furniture Mart is the only place to buy furniture or carpet, but because they did such huge volume business and sold so cheaply, people would drive for hundreds of miles just to buy stuff. You know, this is way before big box stores, Walmarts got to this area and anything like that. So if you wanted a TV, if you wanted any kind of appliance, that's where you go. And everybody has stories of Mrs. B where, oh, they came to buy something and Mrs. B rolled up on them and gave them some smoking deal. Mrs. B is no longer with us. She is selling furniture to God right now at extremely low prices. But her name lives on. Man, when she died, it was, I don't want to say a state holiday, it was a state day of mourning. Thousands of people went to the funeral. They had to close streets off just for the funeral parade. They named a street after her. The Rose Blumpkin Drive now is the street that goes behind Nebraska Furniture Mart. I think it used to be 77th Ave or 73rd Ave or 74th Ave. I don't remember. And best of all, she was always donating boatloads of money to stuff, and probably single-handedly kept the opera and other things alive in this town. But she also had donated a boatload of money to the local children's theater. and she bought an old movie theater, or one of those golden age of film type movie theaters that was pretty much, I don't want to say it was abandoned, but it wasn't used and all run down, and she donated the money to fix it up, and it was millions and millions of dollars. And now this cool old movie theater is now the children's theater here in town. And I think there's a Blumpkin Foundation and there's all kinds of stuff, but oh yeah, there's a senior home that's named after her, the Rosa Blumpkin home. And oh, there's, I'm probably not even thinking of 800 different other things. But yeah, probably the most famous Omahan ever. She was a hoot. Oh, looky here. Here are some mushrooms on a log. Caprinus caprinus. Very, very lovely. Everybody likes caprinus mushrooms. Mrs. B. I think she was even still managing her store in the in her 90s. She lived a very long time. And at one point in time, she got into a fight with her sons about the management of the store. And at one point called called her own sons little Hitlers. Which may not seem too significant to you until you find out that she was a Holocaust survivor. And those aren't words you throw around too lightly, little Hitlers. but I don't know, whatever. I think they finally ironed that out before she died, but oh, Mrs. B. She was always such a hoot. She was her own person, that's for sure. Okay. Do I hear marmots up here? What this sound is that I'm hearing? Maybe it's just birds in these bushes, but we're gonna come up here and take a look anyway. Where's my matties today? I want to see more matties in the hole. Hello, matties, are you in here? Is anybody home? Anybody home in the matties? These matties do not appear to be home. That or they're avoiding me. Maybe they think I'm the repo man. Okay. Ooh. You're probably wondering why I came out today. I don't know why I did. It is hot. It is in excess of 90 degrees. But probably not 95. The humidity is a little bit lower. I would put it somewhere between 60-70%. No, it's not 70%. Maybe 60 to 65, somewhere in there. And it is sunny. It is sunny as it gets. There's not a cloud in the sky. And yet, I thought they were saying that it was going to rain. Or was that for tomorrow? I don't know. I was trying to watch the weather in the middle of the night last night as I was trying to sleep, and I don't know. I didn't pay much attention. Kind of had a brutal night. But I'm working it out. Oh, my back is a little weird, but or at least it was when I got out. Ooh, here's a big bee. Hi, Mr. Bee. Still, he's not as big as the bumblebees at Heronhaven. Here's some more mushrooms on another log. Some more caprinus. Very nice. We're kind of looking for corals today, too, but we're going to need some more rain for corals. It seems to me like we need to have some sustained rain for a few days to get the corals to pop out. And it is about this time of year, so give me the rain. And let's see, what else? Oh yeah, I left the TV on overnight. Fell asleep with the TV on and woke up to see Jennifer Lawrence staring back at me in hair curlers. I was moderately frightened. Apparently the Ab Scam movie is on, and as much as I wanted to watch it, being as I caught it halfway through, I thought, I'll wait, it'll be on again. And I started thinking about Ab Scam. You know, I was a child when Ab Scam went down, and I don't want to say I do remember it, but I don't really remember what it was all about. So somebody remind me to look up Ab Scam. Oh, here's little mushrooms popping up over here. Hi, mushrooms. No corals, though. Yeah, Ab Scam. Another hilarious episode in American history. Jennifer Lawrence. She is certainly hot these days. I don't know if I've seen enough of her to have an opinion. You know, I saw one or two of the, what are they called? The Hunger Games movies. And I thought they were okay. I should probably read the book. It'd make more sense to me. And I thought, I mean, it's hard to be a judge of acting skill when somebody's acting in a movie like that, because it tends to be a little overwrought. Because, let's face it, it's for teens. It's for kids. It's kid stuff. So I want to watch the Ab Scam movie to see if she's any good. Seems like I saw something else that she was in. I can't remember what it was, but... I don't know what that noise was. Interesting. Oh, don't twist like that. Oh my goodness, I just looked up because I saw a vulture. I don't have three anymore. Now we got five. Five. And I believe these are turkey vultures. Yep, they sure are. And they're kind of low now. Are these guys following me? Do they think I'm about to die? I'm being followed by vultures. That can't be good. It is a little warm out here. Oy vey. Although my back is starting to feel better. So, that's good news. You know, I noticed something else a little weird. Was that yesterday or the day before? It might have been the day before, but yesterday, you know, we have a new kind of cola war going on. Remember the cola wars? If you're not old enough to remember the cola wars, well, I'm jealous of you. But the new cola war is to see who can customize their bottles the coolest. And, I think Coke started it by printing people's names on Coke bottles. But, you know, being as this isn't 1950s America anymore, all those white people names just didn't sell. So I don't think that concept went over too well. And then they changed it now to song lyrics. There's like one line of a song on a Coke bottle, and somehow that's supposed to make you, I don't know, feel an attachment to a Coke bottle. So, how does Pepsi counter this marketing plan? They start printing emojis on their bottles. So, you gotta ask yourself, how do you relate to your soft drinks? With song lyrics or with emojis? And apparently that is now where we draw the line. This is where the trench lines are in the cola wars. I didn't even know we were still having cola wars. Boy, I've been out of it. I don't even know. Hey, here's a little one of these little blue-green damselflies. I love these guys. I want to see some more of those. Cola wars. Just pick up a sword and fight it out. Let's have some real cola wars. Ooh, hey, this spot's a little bit muddy. Did it rain the last night? I suppose it could have rained a bit. It might have. Maybe that was the rain that they were talking about. Here's some tracks in the mud, too. Those are just squirrel tracks, though. Oh, are we gonna see any more mates today? Where's my mates? Mate, 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 mate. Mate! Oh, cola wars. Actually, you know, if I had a time machine, I would probably go back in time, find the person who invented the phrase cola wars, and I would give them a smack. Thanks for inventing something we don't need. All right, I am within sight of my car, and I'm going to head back to my car, because this cop has been circling around. He's still there. Oh, now he's driving out the exit. I didn't like that. I've been hassled in here by cops before. Yeah, I'm on public property in a park. And one time I was coming out just not too far back there, and next thing I know, there's cops with M16s pointing at me, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh boy, ain't this a fun thing? And I don't know what they thought was going on, but they told me that I was trespassing and all this stuff and blah, 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 and they got all tough. I got pissed. I started screaming back at them. I'm like, arrest me. Take me to court. You know, I'm in a public park at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's no way I'm trespassing. I wanted that to go to court. But, no, they wouldn't arrest me. Cooler heads prevailed. An older cop pulled up. Gray-haired guy with some authorita. He realized that, you know, they had nothing. And he asked me, what do you think we should do? And I said, I think you should do the right thing for the first time in your life. And yeah, I walked. And six cops then got back in their cars. Oh, I was pissed. And still thinking about it, it makes me so mad. Yeah, cops are really dirty around here. I realize that cops are dirty around the world, but man. Omaha. The corruption. And it's really just the cops. Well, there's a few others, but we got bad, bad, bad police in Omaha. Maybe not quite as bad as other places, but yes. Cop problems. And you know me. There's one thing I hate. It's the popo man. And, you know, it's for reasons like this. They don't need to roll up on me, accusing me of trespassing in a public park at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I wanted that to go to court so bad, because I realized, oh my God, I've got a case. I could make some money. But nope. All right, it's too hot. Let's get out of here in 3, 2, 1, 0. And we're back. Back where? Where are we? We're somewhere in the vicinity of Hello Kitty, which probably means that we are back at the main offices of the Institute for Creative Vandalism, sometimes known as my house. I'm sitting here in the studio. But as I was walking back into the house, I walked by the TV, which was still on, and the Facebook movie was playing. And I thought, oh brother, Facebook. But if I could hang out with anybody in the movie, anybody, and this is going to be weird, because now I know you're thinking about it, who would Tobe hang out with? He's a wacky character, and that's a movie of a bunch of wacky characters. Who's he going to want to hang out with? Strangely enough, it's probably not the guys you would think. That's right. Given the choice, I wish I was friends with the Winklevoss twins. Because, you know, for two reasons, really. if you're friends with those guys, you know at some point in time, you're probably going to get to row one of those boats. Okay, because remember, they're the, what do they call that sport? Crew, right? They're in crew, and they went to the Olympics. And I'd be like, dude, you're Olympic guys. And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, let me row one of those boats. I've always wanted to do that. Let's get in the boat. What do you, those boats are called shells or something? I can't remember. I used to know something about it. But I've always wanted to do that. Ever since I was a little kid, I was kind of amazed that you could, you know, reach such ridiculous speeds. And it's all due to, you know, those hulls of those boats being tiny. I mean, that's the least amount of boat there can be and still be called a boat. And plus, you got the leverage of those really long oars. I'm like, yeah, I want to race a boat. Let's see how fast we can get this thing going. So, you know, if you were friends with the Winklevoss twins, you know, at some point, eventually, you're going to be able to row one of those boats. But if you're going to be friends with those guys, you got to, you know, have a suit. And I don't have any suits to wear. That is one of my favorite parts of the movie, though, when the Winklevoss twins go to the president of Harvard, and he's on the phone, and he says, yeah, there's two undergrads here. I think they're going to try to sell me a Brooks Brothers franchise. That cracks me up. But how rude. How rude of a university president. Those guys are my friends. Well, not quite my friends. Also, you know, in that movie, there's the part where I really should be watching it. Now, we're past the part I'm talking about. This is when they first hire Mark Zuckerberg, and they take him to their club. I forget the name of the club, but, you know, there's all those Harvard clubs. And then they walk in, and they're hanging out in the vestibule. And then they hand him a sandwich. You remember this part? You might want to go back and watch this movie. You know, they hand him a rolled up hoagie sandwich. And it's wrapped up, and he puts it in his pocket. And I'm like, no, I want to hear more about that sandwich. I want an elite Harvard Club sandwich. You know, tell me more about that sandwich. What kind of sandwich is it? You know, is it like an Italian sub? Or is it, you know, like ham and Swiss? Is it like pastrami and Genoa salami and other stuff? Jeez. You know, and that's the other good thing about being friends with the Winklevoss twins. At some point in time, they're probably going to hand you one of those sandwiches. And I'm just dying to... I need more information on that sandwich. I'm going to have to look up the Winklevoss twins now, and then I'm going to have to look up what club they belong to, and then I got to look up what those sandwiches are all about. So if you've ever been to Harvard and anybody ever gave you a secret Harvard sandwich, drop me a line. Tell me all about it. Because I'm really curious about sandwiches. I like to eat sandwiches, even though I sort of can't. But I can, you know, gut through one every once in a while because the bread bothers me and all the gluten in the cold cuts bother me. But boy... And if you happen to know the Winklevoss twins, I mean, if you know somebody who knows them, you know, drop them a line and say, hey, you got to meet this guy named Tobe. He's very interested in your sandwich. It occurs to me that I could probably do a show about famous sandwiches around the world, but it's not going to be today because I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. It's time for me to go find a sandwich. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.